And it's interesting that when we're praying this morning, both my boys, one of them, you know, prayed about thanking God for all the gifts and everything. And the other one, he used a phrase. He said, "Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of all." And I thought to myself, that's pretty much what I'm talking about this morning. I was like, "Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of all. The best Christmas gift ever, the greatest gift of all." I remember a few years back, I shared with us about a gentleman that, I think it was since 1993, was celebrating Christmas every day. He was celebrating Christmas every day. And if I remember correctly, the sermon on that day was Christmas every day. This guy was celebrating Christmas every day. They say that amongst the things he does, okay, he'll have breakfast of mince pie and sherry. He buys himself presents. So after having his mince pies and sherry, he will open his own Christmas present that he got for himself. I mean, there's nothing bad in buying yourself a present. You know, he will open the present, then he eats a full roast turkey lunch. He eats a full roast turkey lunch and watches the Queen's speech on video. So he has a tape recording of the Queen's speech. So after having his mince pie and sherry, he'll have turkey, he'll open his presents, he'll listen to the Queen's speech. But why was this guy on the news? They said that there was no one to join him in that celebration. And you think to yourself, every day celebrating, no one joined him. Think when he calculated what he had. Said to the time in 14 years, he had eaten 5,110 turkeys, 94,080 mince pies, 28,224 roast potatoes. He had opened 204,400 Christmas crackers. He had sent himself more than 230,000 Christmas cards. Someone said, "Ha!" But yet there was no one to join him, and it was big news. And you think we give presents, the children receive presents, we all get presents, and we light up. But if we think about the greatest gift of, you know, the greatest gift ever, the best Christmas gift ever, we have to go back to Jesus. And we have to go back to the love Jesus has, the love God showed us. Think about the John 3:16 that says, "God so much loved the world that he gave his only son." That was a gift God gave. God loved the world so much, he gave his only son. He says, "Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, talking about Jesus, that Jesus himself gave himself. It says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." I think the New Living Translation says, "He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone." So God gave his son. The son gave himself so that we can all have life. And that is why we're here today. That is why we're all celebrating Christmas. It is the love the Father has that made him decide that, you know, these guys, even though they're not worth it, I'll give my son to redeem them. It is the love the son had that made him decide, even though it is stress, even though it is painful, I will come to this earth. You know, we talk about, last Sunday we were talking about meekness, and we cited Jesus Christ as, you know, meekness personified, humility personified. He had all the power. He says, all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Yet, in spite of all that power, what did he decide to do? He decided to come in flesh. We said, Emmanuel, you're God with us, revealed in us. God decided to become flesh, to dwell amongst us. There's a song I love so much. I think it was Don Moran. I said, okay. That's old school, right? He felt what I feel. He understands. Tempted in every way. Shared by humanity. He died in my place. That I might live. God with us, so close to us, God with us, Emmanuel. Oh my goodness. Is it that old? Is that song that old? It is well. Choir, please, maybe you need to teach us some new songs. Praise the Lord. The best gift ever. The best Christmas gift ever. Jesus Christ. He felt what we feel. He's gone through what we can go through. He came to die in our place so that we can live. He gave himself as a ransom to purchase our freedom. Yours and mine. Now, we're Christians because Christ came to this earth. We're Christians and we're celebrating Christmas because Christ died on the cross. But if he had not been born, he would not have died on the cross. So the fact that he was born in the first instance was the beginning of a journey that led to our redemption, that led to us being able to say we're children of God. Something for us to hold on to today, even as we celebrate the birth of Christ, it will be a travesty if that gift that we get, how many of us receive gifts and just dump it somewhere? Or you receive a gift and you never, some people are looking at each other, so some of you are guilty. You know, some of you are guilty. That is an exception. If someone gives you a gift, please don't just put it under your bed. Some people might not even open how can someone give you a gift and you don't even open the wrapper? You leave it there and you'll be looking at it. Oh yes, they gave. How can you appreciate what you don't know? It seems as if there's some people that are guilty of that here. So you've been receiving gifts and you're not opening it. When you get a gift, you open it, you look at it, you see it. They say the taste of the pudding is in the eating. Some people don't like pudding. I have to look for another analogy. So if you have pudding and you're looking at it, you have a piece of cake. All you do is just admire it. It looks fantastic. It looks awesome. Of what value is that? To benefit from a gift, you need to use it. You make use of a gift in order to benefit from it. You have the gift of salvation. Jesus Christ came. He shared his love. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. That gift we also need to share with others. It's the best gift ever. It's the greatest gift ever. But if you value that gift, you wouldn't keep it to yourself. Praise the Lord. Today we said we're having a Christmas service and a brunch. we should invite folks. I'd like to believe we all invited folks. There's so many people out there. There's so many people out there that end up spending Christmas alone. But it shouldn't just be Christmas. There's so many people out there that don't have people to love them, that don't have people to extend the love of Christ to them. I'm one of those people that say Christmas should be every day. We should express the love of Christ to all on a daily basis. The perfect gift, the greatest gift, the best gift ever that you've received, that I've received, how are we sharing it? How are we spreading that news? And that is my message to you this morning. That is my challenge to you this morning. You've received a wonderful gift. The one that paid the price. Don't keep it to yourself. It's the best gift ever, and you need to share that gift. Praise the Lord. I say that it will be a travesty if all we do is keep our gifts under our bed. As we're going to be going into 2019 is just a few more days away. It's time to reflect. Reflect on our 2018 and ask ourselves. We're all here, we're celebrating Christ. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. We're celebrating the gifts of God because He loved us so much. How are we loving our fellow men? Now, I remember the story of the Good Samaritan. You think about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Someone was injured. They said the man was going from, was it Jerusalem to Jericho? He was injured. A priest passed by. A Levite passed by. And they both moved to the other side. A priest, the one that gives sacrifices, that leads people to the presence of God, passed by. And he saw an injured person and walked by. A Levite serving in the house of God, someone that has been called to serve, saw an injured person and walked by. A Samaritan that did not know this man from Jack. A Samaritan that actually, by nature, they were sworn enemies, was the one that saw the man and decided to help. I'm going to close by reading from Luke chapter 6, verse 32. Luke chapter 6 from verse 32. I read from the NIV version. It says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. My challenge to us is, as we're celebrating Christmas, as we're celebrating the love of Christ, as we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, His redeeming love, His redeeming grace. It's all well and good that we share it amongst ourselves. But we need to look beyond our four walls. We need to look beyond ourselves. Leave her. We need to look beyond ourselves. I always say this. You call yourself a Christian. How many people know you're a Christian? By the things you do, how many people know you're a Christian? We're sharing this one out about the light that the Lord has put in us. And Jesus himself said that, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father in heaven. Is your light shining? Is your light shining? Are folks seeing your good works? Are they seeing the Christ in you, the hope of glory? And are they giving glory to the Father? Shall we rise to pray? Why don't you just take a minute? Just thank God. Thank God for the gift of life that His Son Jesus Christ has given you. You're here today because Christ came to this earth in the form of man. God incarnate, He took on flesh. He was born in a manger, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lord of Hosts came down as a little baby, born where animals are kept. He wasn't born in a palace. Humility personified. He humbled himself. And that humility is what took him to the cross, that made him give himself as a ransom for us, so that we can have life and love life forevermore. That is the best gift ever that anyone could have given you. That is the best gift ever that anyone could have given me. And God did that for me. Jesus Christ did that for me. What are you going to do with that gift? What are you doing with that gift?
And so, Father and our God, we just want to say thank you.